Kiribuzi, hope all is good. Today's daf is Yavam Staf Tzadi Dalit. We're here, we're smack in the middle of Tzadi Gimel on the base, about six lines down, seven lines down in the wide lines. Bo Mine Mirav Sheshes. We stopped a little bit early yesterday. So this is already different than what we talked about yesterday, right? Davar Shalopo the Olam. This we're getting back to our Mishnah and our Masechta. Right, we had been saying in the Mishnah that if an Eid Echad is believed, right, to allow a woman to remarry about, let's say her husband died, right, etc., right, all those cases. So Rav Sheshes has a little bit of a twist. They asked the Shaila of Bo, Menei Rav Sheshes, they asked from Rav Sheshes, Eid Echad biyivavamahu. What about Yibum? Right, what about if you have an Eidos, right, that can she do Yibum, right, based on the Eidos that her husband passed away? So the Gemara says, time it, meaning, and the logic is like this. Obviously the case is just a takeoff of our Mishnah, right? When it said an Eid Echad is believed, and Bezdin allowed her to remarry. So what about a case where she would fall to Yibum in that case, where she had no kids? And the question is like this: Time of Eid Echad Mishum de Milsa David Legluy Lo Meshaker is the reason why we believe in Eid Echad in our Mishnah, right? By the case where the guy goes, overseas and we allow the woman to remarry based on Bezdin, is that because the guy's not going to lie, right? Because Milsa David Legluy, because eventually it'll come out anyway. Right, and so that he's not going to lie about something that you can find out, right? Again, because if he's lying and the husband shows up next week, right, he just pushed off his ticket, like obviously people are going to think he's lying. So he's not going to lie. Is that the reason why we believe him? Hakanami, therefore, here too, by the case of Yibum, right? Obviously, there's no difference between whether she falls to Yibum or not. So therefore, Loma Shaker, so therefore, he's not going to lie. Odom, or maybe Tama de Echad Mishum de Ihi Dai Kaminsava. Because maybe, but the reason we believe the Eid Echad is not because we believe him per se, but we are relying on the woman, on the wife herself, to go check it out before she actually gets remarried. But Vahacha, over here, by Yibum, came into Zimnu Drachmelei, Lo Dakivinsevo. Maybe here she'll actually, she'll like the brother-in-law, right? She's familiar with him. Which it could be that she'll like her husband's brother, and she'll just like, kind of want to get remarried and move on with her life. By marrying them, so she won't check into it so much. So that's the shaila involved. So Amrul Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes sit back. Tini tua, right? It's our Mishnah, right? Amrula meis b'neich, v'achakach meis b'aleich, v'nis yabma. Right, again, Eidim come and said, right, that the husband and the son die overseas, and they came and said that the husband died first, meaning, and then therefore. Meis b'neich, right? The son died first, and then the husband died, so therefore she fell for Yibum. V'nis yabmas, and then she did Yibum with her husband's brother. V'achagach amr l'achiluf ha-dvarim, and then they said, oh, by the way, not exactly, right? Really, the husband died first, so she wasn't shy for Yibum, and that was actually an iser, right, kares, which is obviously bad. So then the halacha is, teitei v'avad rishon v'achra mamzer. Right, that's mamzerus. Right, so the Gemara, so Rav Sheshes just proves out, hey chidami, what's the case? If you tell me that the first Edom came and said the son died first, and another Edom came and said the husband died first, so my chaz is samachahani. Right, why are you relying on these Edom? You should rely on these Edom, meaning you have a chasha, you have a contradiction in an Edom, right, so you don't just change the status and change the psak based on two Edom. Oh, and also mamzer, what do you mean? In that case, if you have two Edom, one saying one way, one saying another way, it's not a mamzer, suffic mamzer, that's a suffic, it's not a mamzer, mamish. If you tell me that what he meant was, yeah, the Mishnah meant he's a suffic mamzer, no, that's not possible, because v'adim k'tani seifa, harisha mamzer v'achron ena mamzer, right, the second case, right, that when she got remarried, right, and then right, they said that he actually died later, right, and they said that before the husband died, right, the any kid born of the second marriage is a mamzer, and the second one isn't. So that's being very clear, that's delineating very clearly which is a mamzer, which isn't. Right, so we're not talking about, right, we're not talking about maybe it's a suffix sort of, right, the Mishnah is being very clear about what's a mamzer, what's not. So must be that the first Eidos is with one witness, and then you have the other Eidim coming and saying, actually it was the opposite, right, that the husband died first, therefore there wasn't shy for Yibum, right? And i.e., implying, and the only reason we don't believe the initial Eid Echad is because two Eidim came and contradicted that testimony. But without, right, two Eidim coming and contradicting, we would have believed the Eid Echad, right, that in fact it was the son that died first and then the husband, and that would allow her to do Yibum. So apparently we see that an Eid Echad is believed by Some people say, usually it's Igid Amri, right? But Igid Amri, some people say, Hogul Tiboy Lucha. I said, no, that's not a Shaila. I mean, this is not a Shaila Bechlal. Because the woman herself is mutter, is allowed, is believed to say that she should, right, her husband passed away, she should go to Yibum. At the time, because we're in the Mishnah, Hisha Shamra Meis Ba'ali, Meis Ba'ali Tizyabim. If a woman says, right, my husband died, she can get remarried. If she says, her husband died, she can do Yibum. Right, you forget, Eid Echad, right? You trust the woman herself. So obviously, if we're trusting the woman herself, right, so we're going to trust Eid Echad. So, Kiti Boylecha, the Mishra Yavama La Alma. The Shaila is, if we're going to allow the Yavama to marry someone else, right, meaning the i.e., as Rashi says over here, last Rashi, right, Eid Echad Matir L'Shuk, right, Sha'omer La, what are the two possibilities? Right, obviously, Eidus that her husband died, right, that's not helpful, because that would make her fall for Yibam. Right, we know she's in Yibam. Right, we know she's Shayach to the Yavam. So the question is, either the Yavam died, right, or this testimony that we have before, that really the husband died before the kid died, right? So either way, meaning that's what's the deal with an Eid Echad that's going to allow her to marry someone else? Right? So my time is the Echad, now we do the same thing, right? What's the reason why Eid Echad is believed here by a woman? If it's because something that's going to end up being revealed, right? So people are going to find out what happened to these people eventually, so he's not going to lie, because if he's lying, right, and the guy walks in the next day, right, is obviously he's going to look like a fool. Oh, Dilma, or maybe the reason, the time of the Eid Echad, the reason we believe in Eid Echad is Mishum de Yidaika Mitzvah, right, because she's going to go and check it out and make sure that this is really true before she remarries. But Baha, Lo Daika Mitzvah, but this case over where she wants to marry someone other than the Yavam, right, she's not going to go, right, she gets out of the Yibum situation, she's not going to go carefully check it out, because the Misnahu, right, before we said, Misnahu de Sanyale, and maybe, right, we said before that maybe she likes the Yavam. Here, the possibility is also maybe she hates the Yavam, right? That's also equally possible, and she has no interest in marrying this guy's brother, therefore she's excited. She's looking to get out of the Yavam. So maybe we're not. Maybe that would not allow us to believe in Eid Echad. So there, Amar Rav Sheshes, and that's what Rav Sheshes said to the Tua, right? It's our Mishnah. Amar La Meis Baleich, Kach Meis Baleich. Right, Vinisseis. Right, again, the other case, right? If they say their husband died and then. And then your son died, and she got remarried. Really, they found out that it was the opposite. Really, she was shayach for Yibum. So Tetzis, she has to leave the marriage of Vlad Rishon Vachar Mamzer, and you know, both kids are before or after, whether it was before or after, right, then the kids are Mamzerim. Hey, tell me, what's the case? Elim trey, my chaz is a mechani. And if it was two Adim versus two Adim, so why'd you rely on those? Rely on the second one. Or rely on the first one, rather. Oh, and also, Mamzer, Suffolk Mamzer. Really, it should have been Suffolk Mamzer if it's two versus two Adim. If Chidema Lodak, again, we did the same thing we did before. Rahamad Tani Seifa, Rishon Mamzer, Vachar Eno Mamzer, Rishon Mamzer, Katani. Right, it seems very clearly, right, that we're talking about, it's not a suffix mamzer, it's being very specific as to when someone is a mamzer or not, so it's not talking about a suffix. So lavchad, it must be that there's one aid. Right, our Mishnah says that this the aidim, right, as Rosh Hashanah says, right, time of the asu betray echushe, the only reason we don't believe the aid echad, right, is because the two aidim came and contradicted him. But ilav achim hemen, but without that, then we would believe him. Right? And therefore, Sheshes proves that we would believe one aid to allow a woman to marry someone other than her yavam. And then the Gemara just says, oh, by the way, not necessarily, because maybe olam treu trei. Maybe it is a case where there's two versus two. Didn't we have all these problems with two versus two about mamzer, about why would you rely on this kind of aidim versus that kind of aidim? So if you ever learn Masechus Makos, there is actually one way where you can understand, or you can rely on one set of Edom versus the other set of Edom. Right? The Amar of Acha Bar Menyomi, the Eide Hazama. Right? Hachanami Eide Hazama. It's talking about a case of Hazama. Now, Hazama, right, if you learn Masechus Makos, this is familiar to you. If you haven't, so then it probably sounds really weird. But there is a way that we believe the second Edom over the first, and that's if they say something called the Imanu Hayisam, that you were with us. Right, your testimony can't be true, right, because you were with us on Sunday night at the Mets game when you're testifying to have seen this guy dead on the street, and we were there the whole time, and that's not, you weren't there. So if there's something called the Mano Yisim, if there's something called Azama, where you're contradicting the actual ability for the Edim to give testimony, so then they get put to death, etc. Right, the first parak and the second Makos. So here, over here, we have a case of Azama. So we're going to believe the second kind of Edim over the first group of Edim. And they also must have testified, oh, by the way, and they also happen to know the facts of the case. Not only did they know that the Edom were with them at the time of the testimony, but they also happen to know the facts themselves. Okay, fine. Amalei Rav Mordechai l'Ravashi. Rav Mordechai said l'Ravashi. Amalei l'Ravacha l'Ravashi. Okay, maybe it was Ravacha l'Ravashi. Fine. Tashma, I'll bring you a proof. Again, about this issue, because according to this, right, we're leaving it right, without Rav Sheshes' answer, according to this understanding. Right, so let's figure out, are we able to take an Eid Echad by Yivama to be Matir Yivama L'Shuk? So Tashma, we'll bring you a proof. Ein ha'isha ne'menes l'omar me'sivam isha enosei. A woman is not believed to say, my Yavam died, and let me marry somebody else. Velo mesa achosisha kareis labesa. And when she's not believed to say that my sister died, that now she can marry her husband, right? Because we said the issur of achosisha, this year to marry your wife's sister, is only while your wife's alive. But if a woman comes and says, my sister died, I want to marry her husband, right? So we don't believe her, right? Ki nihi dilo mehemna, ha'irecha mehemna. But the implication is, right, if she's not believed, as we'll see in a second why, but an Eid Echad is. So Gemara says, I don't like that implication, because the Tameich, according to that, Eid Seifa. What about the second part of the Mishnah? Ein ha'ish nema lomar meis achi she'yaveh mesishto, velo meisa ishti she'yaseh zachosa. Right, a man is not allowed to believe, is not believed to say that his brother died, that he could do Yibam on his wife. And he's also not believed to say that his wife died, so that he can marry her sister. Hunim velo mehemen, ha'Eid Echad mehemen. Right, implying that he's not believed, but an Eid Echad is believed. But it doesn't work. It doesn't work by a man, because Bishlam Agabi Isha Mishumi Guna Kulabe Rabana. I understand why by a woman we're going to accept, we're going to say that Eid Echad is Naman, is believed, right? Because we want to get, right? Agunas is a big problem. Elo Agabi Ish, but by a man, if it's the same halacha, by a guy as well, it's Michael and Amar. Right? So clearly, right, we're not implying that an Eid Echad can be believed from these Mishnayos, because there's no concern for a man. A man can marry many women. Technically. So Ella, so Gemara says, Ki Itzrich, really Rabbi Kiva Itzrich. Really, this Mishnah, right, is for Rabbi Kiva. Right, it says, Akadat Chamina, because you might have thought to say, hold Amr Rabbi Kiva, Yesh Mamzer Chavi Lavin. Since you might have, since again, we've mentioned Rabbi Kiva holds that there's Mamzerus by in Israel Lav. So you get Chaisha Akilkula Vedaika. We might have thought that a woman is very nervous that her children should not be mamzerim, and she'll be very careful. Meaning that if, again, for what are we dealing with when she says that her yavam died, she wants to marry somebody else. Right, so that is an isur lav. Right? It's not a big isur. So you might have thought, still, it's Rabbi Kiva Shita that the chayv elavim create mamzerus, and theoretically, you might have thought, right, that the woman herself is going to be careful about her kids, right, and not mess around. Therefore, Kamash Balan, right? That no. She's not actually believed. Rava, Amar Rava says, Eid Echad Nami B'Yavam Mekal V'Chomer. Rava says, I'll prove to you that we believe in Eid Echad to allow a Yavam to marry somebody else. That's not the Yavam. Kal V'Chomer. This is crazy, Tarta. This is love. Call a culture game. Well, what do you mean? If you tell me that an Eid Echad, we're going to allow this woman to marry an Eid Echad, what do you have, Karis? Right? That's Eishazish, right? Our Mishnah. Right? Eid Echad is believed to say that a man died. Right? That's an Ishikaris. Right, to marry, sleep in Ishazish. So certainly, Israel Lav, if you tell me that a Yavama should marry somebody else, but just an Israel Lav, as we just said, right, so certainly, we should believe the Eid Echad. So one of the Chevron of the Beis Medrash said to Rava, he atzmatochiach. No, the woman herself will prove that doesn't work. Why? Well, what do you mean? Based on this Eidus, we're allowing her to remarry based on an Isser Karis, but you're not allowed allowing her to remarry based on an Isser Lav. Right? Again, she's not allowed to say, right, that her Yavam passed away so that she can marry somebody else. Right? We said that if a woman says that that her husband died, she can marry somebody else. Right? That was the ratio, if I'm not mistaken. And then the Seifa said, she's not believed to say that my Yavam died, now I'm allowed to marry somebody else. So that's, again, she's believed by the Isser Kares to let her marry someone else, but she's not believed by the Isser Lav. So that doesn't work. So the Kal V'Chomer doesn't work. Okay, so now the Tachlis, why don't we believe a woman in that case? So the Kevin, the Zimnin, the Sanyalei, Odaika Mitzvah. Because, right, sometimes she's not going to like the Yavam, she's going to hate him, so therefore she's not going to be careful, she's going to try and get out of that marriage, get out of that Zika. So Eid Echad Nami, so too by Eid Echad, right, the Kevin, the Zimnin, the Sanyalei, right, Lo Daika Mitzvah, right, because since, right, sometimes she hates him, she's not interested in that, in the Yavam, so that she's not going to be careful, and that's why we would not necessarily rely on the Eidechon. Okay, fine, and then we get out of the Kalva Koma. Okay, in terms of the halacha, I don't remember what the halacha is. I did look up the Rambam, but I can't remember. If I'm not mistaken, I think the Rambam says that we do believe in Eidechon in this case, but okay, I don't hold me to that. Okay, let's finish up and get to the Mishnah. Obviously, we'll go to Amud Beis a little bit. Maybe we'll stop a little early also today. We'll see what happens. Zem Midrash Darash Rabbi Elazar ben Maaseh. Again, Rabbi Elazar ben Maaseh had said, right, he said that that a woman that a kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha that was divorced from her husband, as opposed to divorced from someone else. Right, so, I mean, if meisha has to be from her husband, meisha with a mapike, right? That means that's always important for a balkori to pronounce, right? For the word isha, right, comes up in two different ways in the chumash, right? It's the word isha, which is a woman, and then isha with the mapike. Right, this means her husband. So obviously that changes the meaning quite a bit, even though the word itself seems to be the same word. Right, you have a couple times like that, where you have ba'a and ba'a by Rachel. Right, it is coming or came already. Right, sometimes the same exact word has two different meanings depending on how you pronounce it. So that's all right. That's some ba'a kore Torah. Anyway, vayter. So says the Gemara. I'm Rav Yehuda Marav. Havalei l'Rabbi Elazar l'Midrash bei Margilisa v'darash bei Chazba. Rabbi Elazar could have said a jewel from this pasuk, and instead he took a piece of pottery. I mean, that's we had before yesterday, right? He uncovered the pottery, found a jewel, and very often those two are compared. Taklas is, right? I mean, Rav said he didn't like the drasha, meaning that Rabbi Elazar ben Maaseh could have done better. I said, as they say in the vernacular, rather than Shivish, say good, but say better. That's okay. So Mamar Gimisa, what was the jewel that he could have said, right? The Tanya. As we learned in Rabbi Yisrael, right? Even if she's only divorced to her husband, but not allowed to anyone else. If you look at Rashi, right? If he writes a really weird get, he says, you're divorced from me, right? But she's not allowed to marry anybody else. By the way, that's not a good get, but she is actually usher to him. So that's, even that, Pusul Laguna will apostle her to a Kohen, obviously, when Mitzvah Shem, she gets out of that very weird marriage. Okay, but Hainu Reach Haget, the Pusul Laguna, and this is the concept of a Reach Haget, right? It's kind of like the smell of a get, right, that will apostle an extra halakha, that will apostle a woman to remarry. I mean, okay, I just kidding. Meaning, not if she eventually gets divorced, because then she'd be a grusha. But if she almana, if the guy would die, and she'd be an almana, which is mutter for a kohen, right? So then she would still not be allowed to marry a kohen. Okay, fine. Says the Mishnah. Okay. Fine. Now we're turning around on the wife's side. Right? Before we had a man and his son, etc., going on a trip. Now the wife gets to take a journey. Unfortunately, not a happy one. Right? So they come and say that the wife passed away. And the guy goes and marries the woman's sister. And then, sure enough, Baruch Hashem, wife shows up. So muteris lachzor lo umuteris bekrovos shniu mishniu muteris bekrovov. Again, it's as if he never married the sister. Right? He's allowed to go back she's allowed to go back to him. He's allowed to marry, if for whatever reason, the relatives. Right? If daughter or mother, whatever it is, of the second one, if you know they want to, if that works out. Or whatever, divorce, etc. Ushnim with Teres Mikrovov, and the second one is allowed to marry his relatives, meaning they were never ever married. The second one, the sister, he's never married to the sister. The Mesa Rishona, Mutzer Bishnia, right? And the first one dies, he's allowed to marry, right? The second one, when he gets there, obviously once your wife dies, so Achosisha, the Isra of Achosisha falls away. Amrullo, they said, Mesa Ishto, Venelsa Zachosa, Ve'achakach Amrullo, Kayemes Haiso Mesa, right? Again, same similar case we had before. They said that she died, then he married his sister, and then, right, they said, oh, by the way, when we told you that she was actually alive, but then she died, so Avlad Risho Mamzer, Ve'achronin Mamzer, so as we had before, right, the first kid, if the kid is born before the woman, the original wife died, so then the kid from the sister is a mamzer, and afterwards he is not. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Kol Shaposo Adei Echirim, Poso Adei Atzmo, That we'll get, the Gemara is going to have to talk about, not today. But basically, anybody who apostles someone else will apostle himself, and anybody who doesn't apostle someone else will not apostle himself. And obviously, we have to get into what exactly that means, because that is intentionally vague. Okay. Now we said that the husband can go back to the wife when she shows up. Right, mazel tov, she's home. Surprise. Right, even if both the wife and the sister were married, meaning not only if the sister was single, but even if the sister, right, of the wife who took a trip was married, meaning and both of them and the husband, meaning the wife and the brother-in-law, meaning the sister's husband, also were, both of them were on the trip. A little bit of a weird trip, but okay, fine. Both of them were on the trip, and they found out that both of them, they thought that both of them died, and then both of them came back, right? Still, right, the husband, right, is allowed to go, stay, go back to his wife. Dahani, hani nisuin, de kamitzera, eshes giso, agiso. Because this marriage is going to answer. Meaning, even though tachlis that the wife is not going to be able to go back to her original husband, but this husband can go back to his wife, right? Afilo achi eishes gisa asira, right? Ishto sharia, right? Even though the brother-in-law now is not allowed to go back to his wife, which is the sister in this case, right? Still, that guy's wife, he's allowed to go back to his own wife. And we're not going to say that just like the sister is unable to go back to her original husband, to the brother-in-law, that's going to answer the wife to him. That is not true. That is not what we say. Meaning that he is still allowed to go back to his wife. Maybe this mission is against Rabbi Akiva. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, right, he shouldn't be able to go back to his first wife because the second wife, the sister, has to get a get, right, and then it'll be an issur d'rabbanan. We did at the beginning of the Masechta, right, of Achos Gerushaso, right, she will be the sister of a woman he divorced. The town who's learned the Brisa called Rise Shabbat Torah ain't tzrichos menu get. If some marriage to any of the Rios, you don't need to get, right? There's no marriage, it doesn't even begin to take off the ground. You don't need to get from that. The marriage is not a marriage. Chut, except Meishis Ishinish Nisi Salpi Bezdin, right? Except for a woman who remarried, right, based on the Eid Echad, with the Bezdin saying that they should get remarried, right? Still, obviously, that wasn't that when the husband was alive, that wasn't a halachic marriage, but that in that scenario, we will require a get. Again, because we're concerned that people will think that there was a get from the first husband and the second marriage was legit. Okay, fine. Rabbi Kiva Mosiv Alfeishesach Vechosisha. Rabbi Kiva adds that a person, if he's an Eishesach Achosisha, then they do require a get. Vekevin Damar Rabbi Kiva by get and Mimela Itzraele Tavila Achos Girushaso. Now, once Rabbi Kiva says that case needs a get, right, that would be, right, when the Mishnah says he's allowed to go back to his wife, if, like we were saying, like Rabbi Akiva, that you require a get in that case, then it would be Achos Gerushaso, excuse me, Din Derabanan. And so clearly that's not what we're saying. Aye, but Velavit Maralah, but did we say about that, about Rabbi Akiva Shita, that Amar Rabbi Akiva, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Amar Bar Yosef, Amar Rav, that Hare, Hai Eishes Ach, Hechidami, but didn't we say this, a case of when Rabbi Akiva says that if someone marries Eishes Ach, your brother's wife. Hechidami, what's the case there? Where the brother did kiddushin and then left. I mean, he didn't do nisuin. He did left. Did kiddushin, then he left. And then we found out that he heard that he died. And then he went and did marriage. Right? Then he married. Did marriage. Then he married. Right? Did it? And married his brother's wife. Right? And then the brother shows up. Right? Since it was only kiddushin. Right? So that case is going to be required a get. From the first guy, right? The Amri Inshi, because people are going to say, "Ha kama tana havalei b'kiddushin v'ayishaper nosiv." And people might think that the first husband, meaning the brother, right, made a tanai in the kiddushin, right? I'll marry you if I'm not back in 30 days or something, and then he doesn't come back in 30 days, so the marriage, people would think that the kiddushin was batel. But if it was nisuin, right, then nisuin is not batel, right? There's no tanai, but nisuin. Right? It only could be a tanai in kiddushin. So maybe that's why Rabbi Akiva said you have to have a get. And same thing by the second case, right? So too over there. What's the case? Also, there's kiddushin by a woman. A guy left. Shama shamesa. We found out that she died. A guy went up and married his sister. In that case, Rabbi Q is going to say that you need to give a get. The same thing, because we're going to be concerned that the kiddushin was al tanai, and then when the person didn't come back, for example, right? That the kiddushin was batel, and then they went to marry. He went to marry the second sister with a total normal marriage. So that's why Rabbi Kiva required to get. Eli Nisuin, but as we said before, by Nisuin, there's no Tanai Benisuin. So even Rabbi Kiva would be masking in our case that there's no get. So therefore, in our case, the Chora Rabbi Kiva would agree, right? This Mishnah could even be Rabbi Kiva. Right, and because that specifically was those two cases specifically were a case where there's only kiddushin here. Obviously, there's a nisuin right there. We're fully married. All right, we're going to stop here, right, and we'll go right on the Hegel Shas tomorrow. I'm not sure about tomorrow on Erev Shabbos. Right, it's a bit of a crazy day, but I'll try and get a recording done. Have a great day, right? Depending on when you're listening to this.